Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
It's Wendy in for Bob, and Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. I was shopping there yesterday, in fact, at Walter E. Smith. Hi, Dean.
What'd you buy?
I am going to get a sectional.
Look at you.
My old sectional is about 25 years old.
That's ratty.
Yeah, it is. It's not even worth me getting it cleaned anymore. I just need a new one. So I was out at the Oak Brook Walter E. Smith.
Nice.
And I had a good time.
Did you see the girls there?
I did not, and I was looking for the girls because I love the girls, the Smith girls. But no, Joe, the designer, was helping me, and I brought some swatches home, and then I had to come back and get different swatches because my carpeting wrecked everything. What are you going to do?
What do you mean your carpeting?
It just didn't match with the sectional I had picked out, so I got to figure something out.
It's hard to buy furniture.
It is. I love to, though. I really do. And it lasts so long, so you don't have to buy it all the time. But
all my living room furniture I bought at Home Depot, so it was... it's easy to just hose down.
Oh, God. Good to know. Yeah. We survived Taylor Swift. I know that Sunday night she swallowed a bug.
Right.
And Saturday night, there was a little kid she wanted to bring on stage, and then she panicked and said, how am I going to get this kid off stage? She said, my brain broke. And someone has just texted Dean that my daughters were there Saturday night. They were in the very last row of the furthest away corner of Soldier Field.
Has their nose bleeding stopped?
No, but listen to this. They only paid $50 a ticket.
What?
And they got escorted by Taylor Swift's security team and brought to seats down in front of the stage about 6 to 7 rows back.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Needless to say, they had the best experience. This from 815. Very cool.
Very nice. She's supposed to be very, super nice to her fans. So how nice that they went to the worst seats in the house and brought them to some of the best seats in the house.
It's fantastic.
Right up close like that. Sure looked like everybody had fun. I mean, I want to be cynical and negative and all that, but I can't be. It's, how do you deny everybody having such a wonderful experience? Even the parents who you would think, would have been bored or impatient, they seemed to have a terrific time. It was about 65,000 people each night. I haven't heard. I was out of town. I was in New York over the weekend, but following it, and I didn't hear any reports of problems, security, anything like that. And there was a lot going on downtown this weekend, so I'm glad that everything went off without a hitch. As I said, about 65,000 people per night, about 3 hours and 20 minutes per show, which is a really long show.
Yeah, that's Springsteen territory.
That is Springsteen territory. 44 songs, I think I counted, in the set list, costume change after costume change. And that was just me. I was...
You're such a clothes horse.
Thanks for changing the word slightly.
Yes. I go back and forth with people, and they swear it's clothes horse. I don't think it is, but
either
whatever.
Way. Either way, it's very humorous.
Yeah.
Either way. Good time had by all. We had our cameras and reporters out there all weekend. Talked to some of the fans who were there, experienced it, both young and old.
Hey, Dean, sorry, we're having some technical difficulties.
Uh-oh, we've got some technical difficulties.
I'm sorry. Well, fans were there, and...
I'm so excited to be here. It's my first concert. It's such a great time.
I'm a mom, and I drove my daughter here, and I am leaving, and now I am a Swiftie.
A lot of Swiftie dads. A lot of Swiftie dads were there.
Well, sure. She's pretty easy on the eyes.
With, they had T-shirts that said Swiftie Dad.
Oh, that's so cute.
If you think about it, the kids grew up with the music, and, the parents grew up with their kids' music. So, why wouldn't they? And as I say, the parents... that went also seemed to have a great time. So that was nice. Do we have the other cut, or are we having technical difficulties with the other cut also?
We got that one ready to go.
Okay, we've got that. So among the people who got the big Swiftie fever is this a choral group called Choir, Choir, Choir. They're based out of Toronto. But it's a you stop at it's like a once a week thing. You stop by this tavern, and whoever wants to sing can sing. And usually it's a couple of hundred people. Sometimes it's as much as 200.
Oh my God!
But this was like 150, 200 people something singing one of Taylor's songs, and I thought it sounded cool.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that cool? That's cool. This group, they're called Choir, Choir, Choir. They do all different kinds of, artist songs, and they do a terrific job. There is a version that's on YouTube of Rufus Wainwright and 1,000 people joining in, singing the song Hallelujah. You want to get some goosebumps. Listen to that version. Of the song. So,
and where is Choir, Choir, Choir based out of?
Toronto.
Oh.
Yeah, not that far. So now Taylor heads to Detroit after this, doing two shows there next weekend. And the Eras Tour is history. It goes down in the books as one of the biggest concert events in Chicago. Although, I got to say, not the biggest concert that's ever taken place in at Soldier Field. While there were 65,000 people each night, and to put it into perspective, Lollapalooza gets 100,000 or so plus each day.
Mm.
So by Lollapalooza standards, it's not quite as big. But Soldier Field, the group that got the biggest attendance, highest attendance ever at Soldier Field, Grateful Dead. Grateful Dead.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
My husband's a Deadhead, so he will...
Yeah, most of the people who were at that concert don't remember being there. But
I went to Jerry Garcia's last show at Soldier Field, and I don't think I got it. I felt like, maybe I should have smoked more, drank more or something, because it was like, I felt like it was one song for 5 hours.
Yeah. That's honestly, no offense to Grateful Dead or Grateful Dead fans. It's just, it's not my cup of tea either.
It's a jam.
Yeah.
So
all my brothers love them. Maybe that's why I don't, because I was rebelling against my siblings. They all loved Grateful Dead, and I feel the same way that you do. Every song sounds the same.
Yeah.
To me. So, hey, you know what? There's something for everyone.
There totally is. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Sirott all this week. We're talking to Dean Richards, and I can't wait to hear what you thought about West Side Story.
Oh, my gosh. This was Friday night, so just blocks away, Taylor Swift is over at Soldier Field, and Grandpa Dean is over at the Lyric Opera House. Seeing one of the most classic musicals of all time.
My favorite of all time.
It is, it's a spectacular show, spectacular songs. But, when they do these musicals once a year at the Lyric Opera, they hold nothing back. It's on this massive stage. The voices, the performers, the sets, everything is top-notch. I mean, this is the way theater should be produced all the time. Sadly, it's not, but the Lyric Opera really does it right. But this particular production of West Side Story can be marked by two things: the absolute purity of the voices that you're hearing, especially the actor and actress that play Maria Antoni. Kenesha Feliciano is a gorgeous voice, and Ryan McCartan plays Tony, and literally had me in tears with some of the performances. Amanda Castro plays Anita. I want to be in America. That, you know, that one, she is so great, living up to the legacy of Rita Moreno and Chita Rivera and the greats who have all performed that role. But this entire ensemble, the entire cast, the Jets, the Sharks, the Jet Girls, the Shark Girls, the choreography is amazing, the music, everything. But I was just, those are voices from God that we heard in these, especially in the slower songs, you know, the more intimate moments of the song that completely draw you into the story that is as relevant today as it was when it first opened on Broadway in 1957. And by the way, this is the original orchestration. They, you know, it's been changed through the years for the movies and different Broadway productions. This is the original orchestration that Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim intended when this first hit the stage. So you're getting an original deal here. Absolutely phenomenal. I can't recommend it enough. It's at the Lyric Opera House, playing there through June 25th.
I'm going on the 20th, I believe. I can't wait.
You'll enjoy it.
Danny Bonaduce, I mentioned earlier, is having brain surgery today. We wish him the best.
Yeah, he's got a condition which is called hydrocephalus, I think, is how you pronounce it. Hydrocephalus. It's where fluid accumulates on the brain, and for him, it has caused him to have trouble walking and talking. So 63 years old, he's going to have a shunt put into his brain today. Mm-hmm. You know, brain surgery is never easy on anyone, but we hope that it goes, you know, without incident and that he's, you know, back up and running. He lives in Seattle now. He's been doing a radio show, a morning radio show in Seattle, up until he got sick. So hopefully he's, you know, back up and running and, you know, back on the air. And
I love him. He's, you know, a great guy.
He was a big radio star here in Chicago back in the day, in addition to, you know, being on the Partridge Family.
I know. I got to work with him and hang with him. Really great guy. We have 30 seconds. Tell me about Pete Davidson, because I have a massive crush on him.
Pete Davidson went to a pet store, bought a dog, and he is getting trashed online for purchasing a dog at a pet store. PETA, the, you know, the Animal Cruelty Society, says he should not have purchased an animal there. He should have gone to an animal shelter. So he's getting raked over the coals for, you know, making a choice of where he wanted to buy the dog.
I like when you can adopt him, but just think, this poor little puppy is now no longer in a pet shop.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, Dean.
See you tomorrow in America. See,
I feel pretty when America. I talk to you. I can't wait to see that.
These dancers are so ultra cool doing all that.
Awesome.